गुरवे गौरचंद्राय राधिकाय तदाने कृष्णाय कृष्णभक्ताय सद्भक्ताय नमो नमः. व्हाट क्लास द सेम सब्जेक्ट व्हाट You completed that slope. So, Brahmaji, our Guru, very qualified. Though he has no Vastu Siddhi. Vastu Siddhi, you know, though he has not come in the womb of any gopi and served in Vrindavan to Radha Krishna conjugal, but he has Swarup Siddhi. Swarup Siddhi means he has realized his soul, and in a glance he can see Krishna and Radha. But again, after trance, he will be doing universal all these things, works, creating and so much observing these things. But he has his own Swarup realized. He cannot now enter in worldly things, never. Any worldly things cannot attract him. Never. Though he is with Savitri and Gayatri, Saraswati, but only they are serving, and by them he is serving to Krishna. So he cannot be attracted with Maya. So if anyone who has realized their soul, know here you, my world is everything. So here, if anyone has crossed the level of Shraddha, Nishtha, Ruchi, Ashakti, and then bhav may come. And Brahma has come to this. Bhav is there. And he has realized his Swarup. So he thought in his trance. He searched in all Vedas and he concluded in the law that all the conditioned souls can be happy and they can realize their soul only by bhakti. And this bhakti has so many stages. From beginning to all, siddha,
perfection.
Up to Golok Vrindavan Mahabhav, up to that, bringing from Shraddha. So, he thought that, he concluded this idea that only bhakti can help anyone to realize their natural, natural manner, swabhavik, constitutional happiness and constitution, no other anything. So, but the root of all bhakti is Shraddha. What is Shraddha? Desire to serve Krishna. If you will go thicker and thicker, stronger and stronger, name will be changed. But same thing, from Shraddha and up to Mahabhava, same creeper. First it will be in seed size or seed stage. So this is seed stage. By hearing devotees, a desire may come to anyone that I want to serve Krishna. But when it will be stronger and stronger, then, if I will do, I will serve Krishna, then my all activities in this world will be done. My life will be successful. When this will come, these shraddha are also of two kinds. One, depending on Shastra. In Shastra, everywhere it is written that if you are spending a religious life, serving your father, mother, donating so much, doing austerity so much, doing welfare of all the beings. But if you are not serving Krishna, then you will have to go to hell. Anyone cannot save you from that. This aseptic cannot save you. So I must serve Krishna. I should chant, remember, worship Krishna. It has been told in Srimad Bhagavatam and so many books. It has been told everywhere. So, fearing this, that if I am not going to serve Krishna, I am not going to chant, and I am not going to remember Krishna, then I will have to go to hell and so much suffering will be there. So if anyone, due to this fear, enters in bhakti and have this shraddha that I must serve Krishna, my whole life will be successful. So this is called Shastra Avadharana Mai Shraddha, coming from Shastra. And another, Lobh Mai Shraddha, hearing the pastimes of Krishna by any high class of devotees. How Yashoda bended Krishna, how Sridham playing and giving so much pleasure to Krishna, how gopis are serving Krishna and he is controlled. So many pastimes of Krishna. Then a greed may come that I should serve like Yashoda Maiya. When a day will come and I will be fortunate to give my breast in the mouth of Krishna. And I will control Krishna. Sometimes, by hearing all these harikatha, sweet pastimes, a greed may come that I should serve not like Yashoda, not like friends, not like Satyabhama and Rukmini of Dwarka, not like Lalita Vishakha. Then what? Oh, like Rukmanjari and Rati Manjari. They have nothing to test with Krishna. Always serving Srimati Radhika. So I want to follow Rupa Goswami, Raghunath Das Goswami, Sanatan Goswami, in their intrinsic mode of Rupa Manjari, Rati Manjari. And when this thick greed comes, then he tries to follow. So this is called lobhamai satya, greed mai, where there is greed. Oh, this is so superior class of satya. By luck and by fortune, if any of the two has come, even that first has come, oh, we should try to think that we are so much fortunate. But this is seed, not a sprouted, like a mango seed, like any wheat seed, paddy seed. So it is not a sprouted. But everything in that, as a seed, has all kinds of potency. When he will be a big tree of mango, all the leaves are there, all fruits are there, all branches are there, shade is there, sweet taste is there in their fruits. But now nothing is seen in seed. Anyone cannot imagine, but those who are intelligent and they know that everything is there. So, in Shraddha, in the seed of bhakti, creeper, everything is there. If it will be sprouted, then first two leaves may come. And after that, four, after that six, and after 100 and 100 branches and leaves will come. And after some time, very little mango, green, like oil seeds, may come. After that, bigger, and then it will be like full growth, but green. And after that, it may come some reddish mood. What means? Not ripe, full, and not green in middle state. And then when? Oh, beautiful scent will come, taste will come, and it will be somewhat soft, not hard. And any bee or
parrot
can come by taste to take it. Then you can see that. It will come from the branches of tree. Very sweet. If any parrot has tasted it, very sweet. So, everything in that seed, but it is not a sprouted, nothing seen. But if you have had that seed, and by chance, anyhow, by hearing some Harikatha, it was sprouted. But now no water, nothing is there, not covered,
fencing.
But no water, then what it will be? It will dry. This is the stage of any sadhu. By any good luck, or fortunate, he was fortunate, Guru came to him, and he planted that seed in any beautiful heart. First he plowed it, make that land fertile. Anyhow, he gave some sar,
fertilizer.
And then he made it with very interest and labor. And he planted that seed. oh, you should take this and plant it. And Guru went, and he planted. Anyhow, sprouts came somewhat. But in the time, no hearing, no kirtan, no other thing. Especially high class of association was not there. Then they may make it dry. And they will never sprout again. Never. And if at that time you are hearing something, water is coming somewhat. That creeper now has taken shape. But if any offense, criticizing Vaishnavas, Harinam, no faith in Harinam, oh, what, I have not seen any fruit of this name. This is like bogus. I prayed that my son should be saved, but my son died. I prayed that, I should make some money, but I lost what I had. Bogus name, nothing. And then we can give up. Then we can try to make money, make wealth by our own efforts. And sometimes in morning, sometimes if you have some time, we can chant one round, two rounds. Even not, then bhakti will go away. And if you are doing offense at that time, I am doing it for my Gurudev, for myself. And then, aparad hasti mata, the mad elephant of all, it will uproot. Forever it will go away, never it will come. Very hard. So now this stage is like this. Swamiji planted and get this seed. Oh, so many, everywhere in world. Oh, don't sleep, don't do like this. Don't close your eyes. Try to see it very So he came and gave it. But after that he went on. And scarcity of water, air, and fencing. No one was to control. And thus making so many offenses, criticizing. Oh, I am doing for my Gurudev. And thus, elephant, mad elephant of offense came and uprooted. Or if anyone has not done all these offenses, but no sraman and kirtan by any high class of devotee. Then it may be that a sprouted thing will be yolis, you know? Yolo. And after some time it will be black. Oh, finished. So, if he is sincere and praying from his heart, then Krishna will manage, his Guru will manage. So here it has been told there that if that Shraddha has come, but if there is lacking of this association, then it may go down. That is why it has been told. Satam prasangam mamavit jasam vidau bhavantarita karana rasayana katha tajor sanata asu apabhar vartmani sadharati bhakti. Three stages it has. First, sadhan bhakti. What is sadhan bhakti of this? Sadhana Bhakti, what is this? If you are chanting and remembering always in the association of bhakta, for bhav bhakti. You know bhav bhakti? When Shuddha Sat will come, a tendency, a mood will come like gopis if you are following gopis, Rup Manjari. Then from there, a tendency to serve will come like them. This is called Shuddha Sattva. It has so many different stages. Sthayi Bhava, Anubhava, Sati, Devichari, so many. This will come. But it will come in the association of Satang Prasangam Vidya Samvida, very powerful. You can chant, remember, you can read your books, but not so strong. But any powerful Vaishnava is there, who has controlled his senses, he has engaged his all senses in Krishna service, Guru service, Vaishnava service. Then he becomes so powerful. And always speaking the pastime, sweet past, very powerful of Krishna pastime. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu pastime. Nityananda Prabhu pastime. Tasatam prasammam vidya sambhidau. Bhavat de rita karana rasayana katha. Then so much powerful, very tasteful. In hearing very tasteful, and in chanting very tasteful. Katha is going on there. Then first stage will come, then he will begin sadhana bhakti. What is sadhana bhakti?
Sadhana bhakti is those activities by which the senses are employed in order to attain bhava bhakti.
If anyone has no object that I want to attain sadhana bhakti, but he is chanting, remembering, worshipping, then what is that?
Sharana bhakti.
Huh?
A shadow of sadhana
bhakti. Yes. Not Shuddha bhakti. It is a shadow only, sublance of bhakti. It cannot give, it cannot make it so high. We cannot advance by that. Oh, our object should be there, that I want to change my this Shraddha into Bhava mood. Then it will be called sadhana. That if you have no object of your sadhana but chanting, remembering, especially worshipping, and after that nothing, making money and doing all these things. So much attraction for your body, mind and soul. You have so much love and affection for your wife and for husband, your children, but not to Krishna like that. No taste in chanting and remembering, only like you did it and get it, like a fashion. You put tilak very well in hours and hours. Oh, beat back, beat, chanting beat, how much?
5 kg.
5 kg. Oh, you have bought it for 1,000 rupees from Radha Kunda for Fiji or anywhere. We see that if bigger mala or bhajan is so bigger. Oh, it will not help. And these also. Oh, tulasi, like leaves, like garland. Oh, it will not help so much. Very little. So we should try to know all these things. What is mood? What is bhav? And then for bhav, if you will be in the association always, then it can become. No harm if you are married life or in grihastha life or in renown. But everywhere you should try to have this association like this. And then your bhakti may gradually. Then it will come in the stage of nistha, I have told so many times. And then after nistha, nistha means, should I be in grihastha ashram or I give up? Very bad thing. Like burning well. So I must give up. But no harm. Why, how I can give up my wife? This is my second or third wife. Oh, very little girl. Where she will go if I give up? Or husband, third husband. Oh, very pleasant, he can give me so many things. So where I will keep him? But my life will be destroyed if I am giving up. So what to do in dilemma? Life pendulum. This is called anistha bhakti, not nistha. No nistha at all. What do? What should I? Should I distribute books? It is good thing for making money also. Preaching also and bhakti also doing. And especially Prabhupada has told that by distributing book you will go to Golok Vrindavan. So this will do. But doing so, lakhs and lakhs dollars we collect. But we say that no help. They went to hell. So, satang prasangamam virjasam vidau, always try to be in a suisasasam of high class of Vaishnava, always hearing pastime, serving him. But it not means that you should always be with him. Always with him. Oh, by mind, by your senses, by anywhere, he has deported you to go to there, and sometimes you can come here and try to follow. Then nistha will come. Then test will come first in sadhans, here in chanting. And then it will come in sadhya, Radha and Krishna conjugal. And after that, with a taste, chanting, remembering and hearing, always pastime. New realization may come. And then he cannot give up. And then it may be that Shuddha Sattva will come. And then it is Bhav Bhakti. And then what will we do? What will be? Symptoms. Shanteja bhatta kalatam viraktirmana sunyata asavanda samatkanta. What is the meaning of that? You should.
Chanting means to become peaceful.
You should hear. What will be the symptoms?
No matter what disturbance there is, you remain calm.
Anyone make him tell that I am now bona fide guru. I have that sentiment of bhava. He can weep sometimes, but these are not symptoms. You can hear and then apply if anyone telling that I have moved. And then you should see the symptoms. Also you can have these systems on, apply on yourself, that where I am, in what deep water I am. Understand?
Yes.
What deep water?
Yes.
Position.
Sadhan bhajan.
Huh. You should go.
Avyakta kalatvam doesn't waste any time. Every moment he spends in hearing and chanting and not a moment in Sanskrit at the time. And he's detached from worldly things. Virakti manasunyatam, he's detached from worldly things. Ashabandha. Manasunyatam means he has, his mind is not at all engaged in material activity.
Free from pride.
Even if some praise comes, he's not accepted.
What is that pride that he gives up? What pride? I'm rich, I'm wealthy, I'm intelligent, most intelligent, most beautiful, having so much wealth and everything. This worldly false ego. I'm so literate. I've joined the university, I've passed the university. I'm so
healthy,
so strong. These false people. I'm a devotee. This is very dangerous. No need of associating. I can give so much help to others. But he is attached to all these things. So these are false egos. We try to give up. Then?
Then Ashabandha. He has great hope to attain Krishna praying. And only that hope is keeping him alive. Just like the gopis when Krishna promised to come back to Vrindavan. Only that hope kept them alive.
Yes.
Mudkanta, he's very eager. The eagerness comes up to his throat and his throat is choked up.
Oh, he will think that, oh, when peace will come? When bhakti will come? Really bhakti will come? When I can associate with very, very high class of Vaishnava? When I will chant and then my throat is choked? I cannot utter. So this asa, eagerness will come. When? And for this he will reach Samudkanta.
Namagane Siddharaju, he's always experienced great taste in chanting Krishna's name and quality. And anybody who hears him, he also develops that bhava and chant like Hari Bhakti.
If anyone comes and disturbs, then?
He thinks it's a great trouble. He doesn't want to be disturbed.
He should go. If he's their mother, like Narada Rishi, even. He thought that if my mother dies, and when he died, oh, he was very happy. So anything which will be harmful, like wall, then he will give up all these things. No delay, a second delay. If it is beautiful, very beautiful, and all are affected, and that something is come, then he may take his nose, or he may be, will try to be that, or I should not be beaten. Like?
Bilal.
So this is the Naam Gaane Sada Ruchi. In all things, he will have a very taste now. Then?
Ashakti Gunastanay. He always wants to hear about the glories of Krishna from Guru and Vaishnava, and he'll always inquire, like, how is Lord Chaitanya in ecstasy in the Gambhira River?
When he is sitting, that what he remembers automatically the past songs of Krishna Mahaprabhu. about his guru. Never like
empty
mind or bad things coming. Asakti sadguna khyane priti. Really, this is the qualities of a Sadguru. And these kind of Sadguru are Vaishnava. They can plant this Satta. They can create this desire to serve Krishna, otherwise not. The person though who have not all qualities, nine qualities in them, really he is Vaishnava Abhas, not Vaishnava. He is not pure devotee. He may think him that I am a pure devotee, but he is not pure. He cannot give that seed to any bhakta. So Swami Maharaj, like person, they can give seed. And they can also, by their association, they can give water, otherwise no. If you are so fortunate to have these, then your bhakti may come to up to this stage, otherwise not. So, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is telling in his fourth line. Param Vijayate Sri Krishna Sankirtanam. Why he is telling Param Vijayate Sri Krishna Sankirtanam? Param Prayojan. What is the meaning of Param Vijayate Krishna Sankirtanam? What it means?
May the chanting of Krishna's holy name, which is performed with Sambandhagyan, which is free from offense and free from anatta, be all victorious.
Means, if anyone coming in this stage, initiated by any high class of Vaishnava, who has given this desire, that is that seed, no? And then he has given Sambandhagyan by mantra. What is your relation with, a special relation with Krishna he has given? Not only that, oh, you are eternal servant of Krishna. Not like this. Any relation he has given by mantra. Gopi jan ballabhaya, like this, special. And we have received, realized that relation. Not realization, but I have made up in mind that my only one-pointed relation with Krishna. And then all unearth going have gone. No false ego. Only a simple, very little smell of unearth are there. Very little, very little. And if you are chanting, always hearing Harikatha from superiors, in this stage, if you are chanting, remembering with Sambandhagyan, then these seven kinds of results may come. Eto darpan marjanam bhavati bhav mahadavagni nirvapanam bhavati. Bhavati means? Not me.
No, may it. It will happen.
Oh, it will. Must be. He will have so strong belief. If like this, always in association, then other attachment never will touch. Then no desire, that I should marry again. He is worshipping in temple, always in association, having taste in Harikatha, and with Sambandha Gyan he has reached, and he is serving, worshipping Krishna, then no desire of marriage or anything. But now we see that, I think that most desire coming for worshippers. Because authority engages very beautiful boys in worshipping. Very beautiful teenagers. And that is why all are attracted to, Archan, very good. Very good. And they are attracted to the boy. And so many give proposal that, I want to marry. How he can take? Because he has no all these relations, and that is why they go down. Now this is the situation. I think that 99% of the worshippers Archan doing. Only for 1 or 2 years, after that they give up. This is bad thing. If hearing Harikatha, and how these all desires, worldly desires may come, I cannot think. How it happens? It means that they are not worshipping. They are not following their Gurudev. Not hearing Harikatha. Even he is married, his attachment will go away. He can give up, like Bill Mangal or anyone. Like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Raghunath Das Goswami, Rupa Goswami, Jiva Goswami are not married. So married person. We were married, we came to Gurudev. At once the desire went on. Why these desires coming? It means that we are doing some offense at that time. No faith in Radha and Krishna and the deity. No faith in chanting and remembering. You should be very, very strong for this. If lady is hearing all this Harikatha of Krishna and chanting and remembering with this stage, he will decide that I never will marry. I am married to Krishna. Why this will come? Why to make money? All desires will go away quickly. If not going, then what it means? There is some loopholes here and there. By this chanting, yocheto marjanam no bhavati. Cheto badharpan marjanam. What is that? We will describe, we will explain all these things afterwards. So he is telling that first we should be in that stage. After initiation, with relation with Krishna, giving up all your unwanted anatta, and you should chant. Remember, always being in association. What is association? It is like a fencing where bad elements cannot come. You know, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was a fencing, like a fencing to Choto Harida, Kala Krishna Das. You know, Kala Krishna Das, you know, don't know. He was Kala Krishna Das.
Kala Krishna Das was a personal servant of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and he was accompanying him when he was touring.
Don't play with her.
In South India. And then it happened that there was one tribe of gypsies, they're called the Batahari. So they came, some ladies from that tribe, and they allured the Kala Krishna and took him away from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he understood this, he went there to the camp of the Batahari. And he entered into that camp and he took Kali Krishna left by the Sika and was dragging out from that terrible condition and brought him back into his association.
What is the meaning of this? What is the lesson? If you are in association outwardly, very high class of Vaishnava are there. Your guru so high. Even Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was there. But he has some desire worldly. That is why Chaitanya Mahaprabhu could not save him. He went to the Gulf. But he forcibly took him. But we are not so much powerful. Any devotee is not powerful like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He can brought, but we cannot. Any guru can bring. Very dangerous. So we should try to realize all these things and do according to that. So he is telling that how transcendental name this can param vijayate Sri Krishna Sankirtanam, param vijayate. How this glorious transcendental name can descend to this world on our tongue, on your heart, in your ears, how it is can. If anyone is chanting,